Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests to have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, now let's get into the show.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Innovation Podcast, your source for all things innovation. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Jasmine Chen on the line, and she's founder and CEO over at Life Intelligence. Jasmine, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Adam.
So, Jasmine, I'm excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to talk about the Life Intelligence app launching and really your goal here to put rigor in wellness. But before we get into that, I guess maybe we should just start out with what is the Life Intelligence app and kind of what inspired you to create it?
Life Intelligence is an app that we just launched that's really a pocket problem solver. So it's really for just about every life situation you could imagine. Maybe you're frustrated with a colleague, maybe you're anxious for a big date, maybe you have a big decision coming up and you can't figure out what to do. And we give you these immediate DIY therapy coaching and relationship counseling exercises. So in the app, it's really robust. We've went out and researched hundreds and hundreds of studies that have to deal with everything from your mental health to your career development to your relationship success, and put it all into this, you know, really quick and easy app.
Mm. So let's talk about the design and the usability of it. So what kind of differentiates this from maybe some of the other tools that are out there?
Yeah, so one of the reasons I created this is I actually come from a background in finance. So it's been a total 180 now founding a startup. But at a hedge fund, you know, I really wanted this kind of type A rigor in my wellness. Would get, you know, and don't get me wrong, I love tools like meditation, cognitive behavioral therapy. Those are wonderful, wonderful apps and I use them myself. But the problem was for me is that they would force the symptom of the problem. They might calm me down when I was stressed, but they wouldn't solve the root problem. So below that stress, I was still going to be making the same mistakes, getting into the same arguments, having the same insecurities and self-doubts that would cause me to later have those same stresses and anxieties come up again. So as you can imagine, at a hedge fund, I was doing a lot of research and I felt, you know, what if I applied that skill set, but to the things that really matter most to our lives, to all the research that's out there, decades of psychology research, that really never gets, sadly, to the general population. So, us versus another app, I kind of think of it as, you know, meditation and cognitive behavioral therapy. There are a lot of apps that do just meditation, just CBT, and that's less than 1% of the content that Life Intelligence will teach you. And that's just how robust, and I think give a sense of how we're so different is really the holistic package.
Wow, that's amazing. So and I get it too, because you're right. There's just so much out there, and I guess the convenience factor alone is something else. Like when I think about like just the scope of what you're tackling here, just the convenience factor alone, and then that stat you give, maybe it's 1% of what somebody else has. So it's like, okay, design's good, everything else is good, but also like when you look under the hood, it's there, right?
Absolutely. And I think that's so important because a lot of times it kind of goes down a rabbit hole. There's a lot of different, there's a web to this. You know, your mental health will affect your career. You make a bad decision, that's going to affect your stressors. You get into a fight with a spouse, that's going to affect both your work and your mental health. And so really these things are so intertwined that, you know, just having one piece of that misses the full picture.
So you mentioned a couple of things that obviously can cause stress, like, you know, fighting with a spouse or whatever. A lot of these other things work. There's a lot of different things. I mean, who do you believe that life is best positioned for?
Yeah, I have been so grateful and pleasantly surprised to see users write in about, you know, their different experiences, and they're coming from a very diverse demographic. So on one hand, you could think of a CEO of a company who is feeling very stressed, and this is a way to, for example, break down things that are going wrong within the company. So, for example, he might choose a mood saying he feels uncertain about why these things are going wrong. He might do the five whys exercise next. It's a 5-minute quick little exercise where he can really kind of dig down to the bottom of the problem. You'll also get a sales director who says, look, my team, they get shot down every single day, and that hurts. Like, that rejection is painful. And so, you know, over time, they get pretty weary about it. And so that person might go to our rejected mood and have a number of exercises on how to pick themselves back up, or the learned helplessness module, for example. You might also have an engineering director who says, well, my team is going remote right now with COVID. Everyone's remote. and you know, we need them to, they're great technically, but they need to develop more soft skills around self-awareness and how they become leaders in the organization, not just individual contributors. And so then they might go to, we have this comprehensive array of kind of sections 1 through 9, 1 being starting with your own mental health, 9 being, you know, finally culminating in leadership. And so that person might, you know, really focus on mission 9, for example. And then we have people who say, hey, I screenshotted this app to my wife. We've been married for 7 years. And, you know, we never learned how to have these marriage counseling topics because it's expensive. It's awkward to go to marriage counseling. You know, it's just not really something that we find the norm to do. But it's so helpful. And so they, you know, for him to feel like that changed his marriage, that was wonderful for me to hear as well.
Wow, that's wonderful for me to hear, because I'm like, that's one of those stories that just gives you that warm feel good inside. You're like, oh, the life app is saving lives. I mean, it's awesome.
It really is the thing that keeps me going. Yeah, hearing it from people for sure.
So, Jasmine, what kind of you've given some stories, some very specific ones, and thank you for sharing those and, you know, the feedback you've gotten. What kind of, just to take it maybe one step further, like, what is your, and obviously this is going to be different from person to person, situation to situation, but what kind of impact would you, you know, expect, or did you design this to hope for the users to hopefully get out of it?
Yeah, I mean, I built it because I wish I had had this when I was younger. And even now, even though I've written it and created it, I still use it all the time. And it's a training process. And self-development, soft skills especially, you know, we do mathematical tables when we're in, you know, elementary school, but why don't we learn cognitive behavioral therapy like it's clockwork? CBT is 1% of what we cover, because it is what I consider, you know, such a basic. And from there, you can really go on and on and on, do a lot of other things. But, you know, I hope that everyone is able to get just the basics first down cold. And then from there, you know, as you're building and learning more and more through our system, to really have that infiltrate every aspect of your life. So, you know, when you think big picture, wow, could you really, could you prevent a divorce? Could you prevent going down the wrong career path for too long? Could you prevent fraud at companies? Could you, you know, even in just your day-to-day, prevent one bad decision or one major regret? You know, that those are the kinds of things that I really hope for. But, you know, at a more mild level, I do hope that people just develop greater self-awareness about themselves, how they think about things, how they deal with situations, those coping communication skills that are so essential for a relationship, and then empathy for others, because, you know, a lot of empathy you think would come naturally, but it's actually a very difficult thing to do and for our minds to process. So having that self-awareness and then translating that into how you deal with other people.
So Jasmine, first off, it's been awesome having you on the show. Really appreciate you coming on and sharing more about all the great work that you're doing over at Life Intelligence. And I know there's some listeners right now or viewers, depending on if they're on our YouTube channel, that want more information. They want to learn more. They want to download the app. I mean, what's the best way for them to connect with the Life Intelligence brand and community overall?
Yeah, so there's a few ways to do it. One, our website is at www.lifeintelligence.io. And from there, you can also find our iOS app. So on the App Store for Apple, you could even in the search bar just search Life Intelligence and DIY therapy. We should come up right away. Android, we're actually in the works with now. So if you're interested in being a beta tester for Android, the great perk is that getting in early means it's free. And so we can also sign up via our website. It's just lifeintelligence.io/Android. And, you know, I'm always available to answer questions. Our team email is team@lifeintelligence.io, so feel free to drop us a line. If you're a user of the app and you have any feedback, we're always really, really receptive and really grateful to hear from users.
Perfect. Well, Jasmine, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great work you're doing over at Life Intelligence. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. And if you're a first-time listener, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. We'd love for you to return and be a return listener. And we have some more great guests coming up for you. Don't want you to miss any of those. And Jasmine, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, we'll cut the audio there. You're so good. You're smooth.
Oh.
You're just like, this is what
really?
I do. I save lives. This is what I do. It's all in a day's work. I save marriages. I save lives. It's cool. That's what we're doing over at Life. I'm like, okay, Jasmine, I understand. It's okay. It's awesome. No, it was a great interview. I'm just messing with you.
Oh, thanks, Adam. I always get so nervous. I feel like I ramble in these things.
No way. It was great. Seriously. So next steps on my end, just so you know. So we will So my team will do all the editing, all the other good stuff, which I don't think they're going to have much to do on this one, but they'll do all the editing, all that good stuff. And this, so they're fast, so this will be live within 3 weeks when it does go live. You'll get an email from one of my assistants, either Diana, Julius, or Kate, and that'll have a full video marketing package. You have a YouTube video, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Spotify, iTunes. You'll be on Pinterest.
Wow.
I mean, you're everywhere, so it's going to be fun. And more social media than you ever thought you needed, wanted, or cared about will be in that inbox. So use it all as you like. And obviously, if you need anything else from us, just hit the reply button and we're happy to take care of you. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Adam. I noticed when you first come on, I stumbled on saying thanks for having me on. So I said it again so we could cut the earlier one.
Did you really? I didn't even notice.
Yeah. You didn't even know that. I was so nervous. I was like, having, is that a word?
All right. I'm going to make a note here because I didn't even notice. I feel like you might be a little bit of a perfectionist, and I didn't even hear it.
Can you tell? I'm such a kid.
I didn't know. And can you tell? I understand.
Exactly.
All right. I'll make a note so my team will do that for you. And if you need anything else, just let us know, okay?
Okay, very cool. Really appreciate it, Adam. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good one.